A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
For the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, the stage of the IU Auditorium has been transformed into a school gym, complete with the baskets cranked up to the ceiling and the spellers sitting on a set of those darned uncomfortable bleachers. The energetic Nikki Switzer played the local host, a realtor who was a pageant winner 20 years ago. Anthony Lopez was a defensive but authoritative figure as the school's vice principal and quizmaster. The hefty Don Juan Seward II was menacing Mitch, a convict out on work release, as the spelling bee's enforcer and a surprisingly gentle comforter for the losers. The spellers for the 25th annual were quite a crew. Last year's winner, played by Kevin Panmichow, seemed on his way to a repeat until a spasm of puberty broke his concentration. Joanna Krupnik, as an assertive lady with gender issues and two pressuring fathers, was doing well till a particular word stopped her. Ryan Goodale played a cheerful silly who kept getting words right just by blind chance. Yvonne Samey had the role of a too-perfect overachiever. She'd skipped third and fifth grades, spoke six languages, and played the piano well enough to join the band for part of a tune. She's freed from perfection only by a vision of a forgiving Jesus Christ. Brittany Ross played the evening's crowd-pleasing sweetheart and the runner-up in the contest. The show pulls a bit hard on the heartstrings for her, but I enjoyed the energy of her trio with Nikki Switzer and Don Juan Seward playing her parents. They were joined by cellist Ren Aritsumi for some emotional and rhythmic moments. This left Christian Busaith as the winner. It'll be a while before anyone who saw him forgets this little fireplug-shaped chunk of an actor. Busaith's character combined skill, arrogance, some surprisingly graceful dance moves, and even a bit of touching vulnerability. The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is presented in a single hour and 45 minutes. The first half is a goldmine with very funny dialogue, creative approaches to introducing the characters, and challenging words that lead to some very amusing moments. The second half is worth mining as well. I thought that things fell off a bit as it began. However, with some new approaches, more sharp lines, and the deeper explorations of the characters, the show was back on top again. The final performance of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee takes place this evening at the IU Auditorium at 8. You can find this and other WFIU reviews and interviews on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
And XYZ.